custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EngineProParts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit RaceMaxims.com and report any feature when utilizing a Maxim chassis on RaceMaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature win decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA.
You're listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Why, hello world again. Happy Halloween and welcome to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular here on RacesOnTheWeb.com. Our first night on the new and improved server. So I want to thank for Wayne Greenhoe and everyone over there at RacesOnTheWeb.com. We got that all set up, hopefully coming through loud and clear on the server. We're not messing around tonight. We're compiling right into all three of our guests. If you have a question, hit up the inbox, the TJ at TJSlideways.com. Also, our Facebook page, TJ Slideways. Come by and like us if you like the show. We'd certainly appreciate it. And also, you can ask us questions on Twitter at TJ Slideways. And on the show later on, we're going to have David Carty from California, USAC CRA sprint car driver, won the big Ascot Dash out there. He didn't take home the feature, but he took home $5,000 for that in a three-car shootout, and he'll look forward, he'll help us preview the Oval Nationals and look forward to his couple weeks left, the Az Racing out there out west. And then also we're going to have Roger Slack on to talk about the World of Outlaw World Finals. But joining me now, probably the latest he's worked in the racing season in quite a while, the voice of the Hoosier Outlaw Sprint Steers, Mr. Scott Stein. Thank you for taking time out of your travels to join us tonight.
Hey, thanks, TJ. Glad to be here.
Well, first off, this is uncharted territory for both of us. I think this is probably going to be the latest I've gone to an outdoor race in the tri-state area in quite some time. And the weather's looking good, and the Haas Series is going to finish their season at Anderson on Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday, October 30th at Anderson. Unlike the weather today, from what I hear, I'm down in Mississippi, and from what I hear up in Indiana today, it's been quite a windy day and just some pretty unfavorable weather. But we're looking to have temperatures in the 60s on Saturday for a late afternoon show, not a night show, but a late afternoon show, a good time.
Yeah, and that's going to work out pretty well. You're down south today. I think you might see your lawn furniture pass you.
I wondered what that was. I thought I saw something up there I used to own, so, yeah.
That's about it. Now, Anderson, for you guys, has always been a really good show, not only just for the racing, but the qualifying angle of it. It seems like the wing pavement cars breaking track records pretty much everywhere they go, and we should probably, with the cooler temps and everything, expect the same thing on Saturday, possibly.
Absolutely. Anderson, a very known entity to the wing sprint cars, and of course non-wing guys, the little 500 and such. Right now the track record down in the 10.2 second range, and that was set back in May by Jason Blond. So you look at possibilities with weather and stuff like that, you very well could have a track record. We're qualifying, well of course gates open at 2 and hot laps are at 3, but qualifying is actually at 4:45 and racing at 6. So we're gonna be favorable, as far as what our afternoon temps are going to be and things like that. We very well could touch a track record down there and maybe even get down in, you know, closer to the nines.
Wow.
Rick Dawson's talked for a long time about a special bonus for the first guy to go under 10 seconds at Anderson.
That would be something to see. And there's some great storylines, too. The father-son duel up front in the points, Tim Cox and his son. His son's actually leading the points right now, and if all goes well, it looks like Cox will be winning his first Haas championship.
Jason Cox goes into Saturday evening leading by 44 points. His dad, of course, Jim Cox, two-time Haas champ and a perennial favorite in the cars, but Jim crashed pretty hard at Bear Field July 31st and was unable to run the car August 7th at Ileana Speedway, and the mechanical problems pushed Jason out of his car into Dad's number 7 car, the Swanson entry, and Jason went off, and that literally swept the night. Fast qualifier won his heat and won the feature at Ileana Speedway to pick up his first win, and that, you know, that twist of circumstances there is actually what boosted him past Dad and onto where he's at right now, leading the points with the series.
And, of course, he goes leading into Saturday's event. But there's some other great storylines as well. You've had Jerry Carrier, veteran driver, who's won a feature this year. Of course, Hank Lauer racing with you, and Hank raced with Ben Hur back in the day, I believe, chariot racing and stuff. But he's been at it for a long time. A lot of veterans, and then we've got a lot of new guys in the series as well, and it's quite a mix. It's not just the old guys anymore. There's a lot of real young runners that are looking towards this style of racing and starting to excel at it.
Well, back in the 90s, I remember when we all came off the dirt, and they used to say, you know, pavement's where careers go to die, because you know of the general age set of the talent, stuff like that. And you know, you do have Hank Lauer race. He's third in points. He's 3 points out of second. So there's a battle there with Tim Cox going into Saturday night. A guy 51 years in the sport, you know, and Ron Kohler's fourth in points. But at the same time, we had three first-time winners this year, with Joe Swanson getting his first win. That was at Bear Field. Had Chris Neuenschwander win the Labor Day race angle. I know you were there for that one, TJ. And then, of course, Jason Cox winning at Ileana. So three guys all in their 20s, you know, coming on board and picking up the slack in a big way with our series this year.
Yeah, and that's got to bode well for the future. And speaking of the future, where do you see this series going? When it started out, it was fairly regional in the Indiana area. It was a lot of the Warsaw guys displaced and the Avila guys that were displaced and needed a place to race. Basically a north of Indiana series, but over the past 4 or 5 years, you guys have branched out. You've traveled quite a bit more. You've even gotten involved with the television series, with the must-see racing. So the travel's gone up a little bit. Where direction do you see this series heading in the next couple of seasons?
Well, we used to go out to Hawkeye Downs. We went to Mansfield. We actually went as far east as Jennerstown Speedway back in 2005. Of course, up into Wisconsin, as far up as Marshfield and things like that. Economics being what they are, you know, you kind of can track back into what you know. Right now, this series is predominantly an Indiana series, and that's all well and good, because our guys can afford to race one night a week and still be around. They love coming in into these stock car tracks, blowing in for one night, putting on an awesome show, and then being gone for the rest of the year. That works for them. As far as the TV stuff and the correlation with the must-see series, Tony Swanson and Debbie Swanson supplied a majority of the officials to that group for 2010. And, of course, then we made a complimentary series where we didn't race heads up against that must-see racing series, which allowed drivers like Jason Cox and Joe Swanson and Jerry Carrier and Tim Cox and all those guys that wanted to go racing with the must-see series and get that exposure, they have the opportunity to do that. In the future, I think you're going to see that. I think you're going to see a little bit more of the cohesive unit of the must-see and the Haas series working together, to where Haas is going to run more of the Indiana and the semi-local tracks. I know must-see racing has some big plans in 2011 for a lot of two-race weekends, a lot of double-up weekends, to try and take advantage of, if we're going to travel, let's knock out two tracks and make it a better paycheck for these guys that are willing to go run the bigger shows. But as far as Haas, we started out semi-local like this, and we stretched out, we proved we could do it, and now Haas is itself is just kind of staying where we're at. We'll take a date farther out of town, but, you know, we want to make sure that our fans and our local establishment here are well covered with great wing racing.
It's hard to believe that my first Haas race was actually during the Labor Day weekend. Seems like Mother Nature always got in the way or scheduling conflict, but I went and saw you guys at Labor Day weekend. It was a great show. If for all the people that might be sitting on the fence, what would you tell them to get them out to Anderson on Saturday night?
If you're going expecting to see a dirt race, it's not going to happen. We're not going to back them in sideways. We're not going to be, you know, the dirt style. That's the, and I, like you say, TJ, I grew up at Warsaw Speedway, you know, going to Eldora, going to Avila, going to places like that. If you're looking to see the same thing on a different surface, it's just not going to happen. These guys put them in hard. They're turning wheel to wheel, wing to wing. I mean, the racing is just, it's very close and compact and intense. There's some bumping, some grinding, things like that. But it is what it is. And that's the biggest thing that I can say. And the only thing I can say is don't try to compare it to, a dirt race that you saw somewhere else. Take it for what it is, and appreciate what you're seeing. These guys put every bit as much effort into their racing as anybody else does. And they run it hard. They run it hard.
I would completely agree with that. And one thing, if you're a dirt person that you might not have been to one of these wing pavement shows before, the equipment, get a pit pass. If you're a dirt regular and you're not used to going to the asphalt shows, get a pit pass. Take a closer look at the cars. There's not quite as much cookie cutter stuff going on with the pavement cars, at least on the wing side of things, as there are on the dirt side of things. You're going to see some really out and left field race cars and some different things, some visibly different things on the car that even fans will be able to pick up on.
Absolutely. You're going to see lower, you know, obviously much lower ride heights. You're going to see different pickup points and things like that. But overall, I mean, our cars weigh 1,600, the 410 cubic inch motor cars weigh 1,600 pounds with the driver after the feature. You're allowed cockpit adjustable wings, things like that. No traction control, no adjustable shocks from cockpit adjustable, no cockpit adjustable sway bars, things like that. You know, but yeah, there are some converted dirt cars, and you'll pick those up pretty quick. When you look at it, you'll notice what the converted dirt cars are as opposed to the purpose-built beast chassis, composition welding, and that variety of pavement, the Dowker chassis and things like that in our series.
Well, Scott, thanks for taking time out to join us tonight. Look forward to seeing you at Anderson on Saturday and finish up the season with the Haas series.
I appreciate it. TJ, real quick, I want to send a shout-out to everybody that knows Shane Meehl. Shane raced with us August 7th at Ileana. It was our first chance to see him face-to-face. And, kiddo, we're pulling for you. Those that do, and those that don't. And he's one that does, TJ, and we're all pulling for him to make a recovery on his deal down there after Terre Haute. So thanks a lot for having me on, boss.
No problem. And two dings in one interview. That's not bad. Scott Stein from the Haas Sprint Car Series. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to turn it right around and bring on Roger Slack from the World Racing Group. You're listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on racesontheweb.com.
Spectacular on racesontheweb.com.
Welcome back to the Open Wheel Spectacular. Keeping the show moving along, my next guest has grown up in the sport of motorsports and has seen it from virtually every angle you can, and still basically a youngster in the promoting game, and he now is involved with the World Racing Group and Special Events Promotion, Roger Slack, good friend of the website and the show, back with us. Roger, thanks for taking time out to join us tonight.
Well, no problem. I appreciate you having me on, and we're getting ready for a big world final down here in Charlotte.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're back home after spending a couple of months up in New York getting Super Dirt Week squared away, and now your focus is on, of course, the World of Outlaws World Finals, World of Outlaws Sprint Cars, the late models. This year, joined by the Big Block Modified, so you have all your entities, your major series, right there in one spot, and the fans are going to get a little extra bang for their buck this year.
It really is going to be a spectacle. November 4th, 5th, and 6th at Charlotte Motor Speedway, when we got, you know, the three most prestigious titles in all of dirt racing, all going to be decided right there at the dirt track on the three-day show. We're having to expand the pit area because we've got so many sprint cars expected, so many late models expected, so many modifiers expected. So it is just going to be a blockbuster, and I'm not kidding anybody. I'm not promoting. I'm not trying to sell tickets. I'm just trying to help everybody. If you're planning on coming to the event, you've got to get your tickets either tonight online or tomorrow. Because the Saturday night show is going to sell out by the middle of next week, if not before.
So there's not an endless roll of tickets for this event.
Well, it's all reserved seating on the front stretch, and then it goes to just, you know, whatever standing room there is, and then pit passes. So if you want to guarantee yourself that you've got a reserved seat, you need to do it now, and you can still get all 3 days for $69.
That's a really good deal, 3 days for $69. As the addition of the dirt modifieds, has that shown some visible progress towards ticket sales and stuff in advance?
It definitely has. Pennsylvania is the number two state in ticket sales. They are ahead of South Carolina by quite a bit, actually. And then New Jersey, New York, they have really picked it up. Ontario has sold the eighth most tickets of the 48 states, the eight Canadian provinces, the Northwest Territories, Australia, England, New Zealand, and the rest of the United Kingdom.
You're only slightly proud of that, aren't you? You're only slightly proud of that, aren't you?
Well, I really am. It's fantastic. You know, I actually, that's what I was doing just before I left the office. Everybody bought a ticket from. And, you know, it's pretty cool. You know, this event was created on some bar napkins at Quaker Steak and Lube there in Charlotte. Ben Geisler and I, we had our laptops out. And we were trying to figure out how to make it work, and we were just hoping, you know, that we'd get enough cars to put on a show and have enough people to, you know, hopefully pay the bills. And to see what it's become in 4 years is pretty exciting.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing progress in 4 years. You started in the family-owned racetrack there up in Canada at Cayuga, and you've gone on to take this position with World Racing Group. What exactly is it you do for them?
Well, what I do is I go around and travel across the country and put together and promote all of what we call our major national events. And some of those are partnerships and joint ventures that we have with racetracks or promoters like Casey Kane. Others are events that we have at our own facilities like the Dirt Car National down at Volusia and the Super Dirt Week and all those events. And you know, our big shows at Lernerville, and then, of course, the World Finals. And so I travel, basically, I started in February, and other than had some downtime for a couple brain surgeries this spring, I've been pretty much on the road ever since, and just going from place to place and working with all of our great general managers and trying to put on bigger and better shows for all our great dirt racing fans.
One of your more attentive races was Super Dirt Week a couple weeks ago. you were kind of the focal point of that. You kind of got, you know, you definitely stepped things up. There, things were a lot cleaner from feedback I heard from everyone at one. Everything was a little cleaner, crisper, had a sharper look to it and stuff. And what did it take to do that? I mean, that event had been kind of on a, I don't want to say a decline, but maybe it was a little bit of limbo, and it seemed to have made a bit of a comeback this year.
Well, it's definitely been on its heels a little bit, but we've got some great people up there. You know, Corey Reed's our GM for the Northeast, and Joe Scott-Nicky runs our series. And then we've got Jeff Hockman and all those folks. And really, the last couple of years, we haven't had a solid team. We went through some personnel transitions up there. And so the fact that this year I was able to go up and help, starting right there the end of August, and I didn't think about anything really other than Syracuse. And, you know, we're still running all of our other racetracks and everything, but we were able to say putting that event on for all those folks that work so hard doing it, that is a lot like putting a NASCAR race on, except a NASCAR venue has the facility 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We have a set load-in date and a set load-out date. And it is like herding cats. You know, you're moving packers and graders and, you know, the Jackie Spina that's been there forever, that, you know, back since, you know, one of Glenn Donnelly's best friends, working with Pullins and all the great equipment companies up there. I mean, you're moving equipment and you're turning containers into giant box offices. And, it was a fantastic experience to go through, and everybody worked so hard. And I told everybody today, I'm prouder of that event than anything I've ever really worked with. Everybody just did such a great job making sure that we stayed as fan friendly as possible and trying to give some life in the 39-year-old girl.
Yeah, and that's an event you guys put on. You mentioned the partnerships with people like Casey Kane and stuff. Do you see that as a direction the World Racing Group is going to move into with some of its bigger events, where it's going to co-promote or maybe even take on sole promotion and rent out the facilities to do some more of these bigger events? Or are they just going to kind of stick to the core group of events you have right now?
No, it's a direction that we're moving on. We're going to be doing even more joint ventures and sole promotions next year. There's markets that we think will work, and we have a model that we've developed that you know, will allow us to go in, and if the promoter doesn't want to sanction the show, we'll go ahead and put it on and promote it ourselves. And it's something that we're going to keep on doing, and it's been very successful this year, and we think we've got a proven concept, and we're going to keep going forward with it, and have some pretty big announcements coming up, definitely by trade show season.
Cool. So we'll look forward to all of those. Back to the world finals aspect of things. With putting on that event, do you see it expanding any further? We see a lot of events like the Chili Bowl, where you flag at, and some other things expand more into the middle of the week. Do you see that happening with the World Finals, or do you pretty much expect it to stay on the three-day schedule it's on right now?
Well, we'll have to look and see. The thing about an event like the Chili Bowl is it's at the beginning of the year, and for whatever reason, racers tend to have and race fans will tend to have a little bit more money around that time of year. I don't know if it's Christmas cash or what it is. And then when you get towards the end of the year, you know, we certainly do see everybody has their fair share of big season-ending events, but you're dancing really on a tightrope. You don't want to go too far and too big and too long, because, you know, the fans only have so much money, the racers only have so much money, and you don't want to mess with something that's pretty successful. So, I'm staying on the conservative side. I think we stay at our 3 days, and we'll see how it goes this first year, and hopefully we'll make it all work.
And, of course, if people want tickets and get on that today and tomorrow, how can they get them?
CharlotteMotorSpeedway.com. You can get them right there right now. Or 1-800-455-FANS. That's 3267, 1-800-455-3267. And all the ticketing is done there by Charlotte Motor Speedway. You can get your pit passes in advance if you want, all kinds of stuff. So it's definitely just going to be a huge event. Thursday night could even possibly be sold out before we open up the gates next Thursday. It is that huge, and we're just so excited with the Big Block Modifieds coming on board, and they're going to run all their heat races on Thursday night, so not just qualifying this year on Thursday, but two full sets of heat races for the Big Blocks, and that'll be, that'll really give, three giant days with a bunch of variety at the World Finals at Charlotte.
It's a great way to end the season down there at Charlotte. One final question for you. You had mentioned earlier you went into the shop to get your head worked on. How are you feeling?
Oh, I feel fantastic. I'm going to the gym right now, and I haven't felt this good in years. And once they figured out what was wrong, what was causing these headaches, and it took quite a while, and then all of a sudden you realize, wow, you haven't been having these headaches for only a year. You've been having these headaches for 10 years. And I'm in great shape. I've got a head full of a steel coil and glue and a stent, and I am A-okay and ready to go.
Well, we're glad that you're in good shape and still around to hang out with us. And if you don't like the questions I like, go ahead and ask Roger himself. Was it rslack@dirtcar.com, if I remember right?
rslack@dirtcar.com. Email me anytime. If I don't know the answer, I'll find it out and get it to you. I'm never in the office, or I give you my phone number.
Yeah, exactly.
Get a hold of me on email, rslack@dirtcar.com, or join me on Facebook, Facebook/RogerSlack, or Twitter/RogerSlack.
Yeah, he is one of the most progressive and interactive people in our sport today, and I want to thank him for all his hard work this year with racing. He's done a great job, and look forward to working with you again in 2011.
Well, we appreciate everything you do. We've known each other for a long time, and been talking about dirt racing since 1999, TJ. So we appreciate all that you do to help promote the sport, and I always appreciate your updates because you got me to Oshawa.
Yes, I did. So, thank you, Roger. Enjoy the gym, and we'll see you later.
All right. Well, thanks, guys.
All right. That's Roger Slack. You know, I've known him, like you said, since 1999. He is one of the most progressive thinking guys I've ever talked to in this sport. He's a real go-getter. You can see why Humpy Wheeler and a lot of these people thought so highly and still do think highly of Roger, because he's got the background knowledge to see previous mistakes and not do them again, but yet thinks more along the lines of my generation and even younger generations, because he's very interactive, just the things he thinks of, the promotion ideas. It's a good mix of old school and new school. If you ever have a chance to talk to this guy, do it, because you will come away and you'll learn something. So we're going to take another break, and when we come back, David Cardy will join us. We're going to talk to you, Stack, CRA Sprint Car Racing, here on the Open Wheel Spectacular on racesontheweb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EngineProParts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit RaceMaxims.com and report any feature when utilizing a Maxim chassis on RaceMaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature when decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer Kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com.
TJ Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws, All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
Welcome back to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Welcome back to the Open Wheel Spectacular, and our next guest was a big winner of a very unique shootout event at the Barrichello Speedway, and took home a pretty good chunk of change doing that, and he's looking forward to the Oval Nationals coming up at the Barrichello Speedway. David Carty joins us on the show. David, thanks for being our first USAC CRA guest to join us on the show.
Cool. Hey, that sounds good. Thanks for having me.
No problem. So tell us about the shootout last week. How unique was that, the three-car shootout for a whole lot of money? You came out on top of that deal. How different was that to do that? Did you ever see one of those when they did it at Ascot?
No, that was before me, and honestly, I didn't get into sprint cars until about 10 years ago, so, yeah, it was pretty cool. It was actually four cars, four races, four laps each, and the winner took all, and they raised a bunch of money, so worked out good for me, because we're hurting for money right now. Blew up my motor the week before, so turned out to be a great weekend for me, even though I didn't finish the main, but winning that thing was huge.
Yeah, you probably took home more than the winner that night, I'm guessing. It was up around $5,000 last I knew when I headed to the racetrack on Saturday, but an awesome win for you. And just before the Oval Nationals, what would it mean to you to take home the victory in your home track's biggest race of the year?
Oh, it would be huge. Absolutely huge, yeah. We've won a bunch of races there and won a prelim night with those guys out, but, you know, never won the main deal, so it's always been a goal of mine, and I feel like the last couple of years we had a pretty good shot. This year we're not in exactly the position we wanted to be in, blowing up the motor there. We only really have one good motor. Got her freshened up and broke a couple parts there and took it out. So I borrowed a motor last weekend, but looks like we're going to be able to get the fixed motor running back again, and hopefully it'll be as good as it was earlier in the year, and I think we got a pretty good shot.
And you know, you have the national guys coming in. What's the biggest difference when you bring in the national guys to an already tough CRA sprint car mix there at Paris?
I mean, you know, there's just a ton of guys that are good. And, you know, we probably have, you know, 5 to 10 that can win on any given night, and they probably have at least double that. So not to mention just them, but people coming from north and all over the place. So, you know, there's probably a good 20, 25 cars plus that can realistically have a good shot at that, and then if things get jumbled up weird, then there's probably even more than that. So to beat the best of the best, I mean, we do this part-time. I'd love to go back east and do it full-time, but, you know, to do it part-time and have those guys come out here, I consider them the professional. So it is our home track, and I'd like to keep it that way. It's been a few years, and there's a few guys out here that I think have a pretty good shot, and I'd like to think that we're one of them too.
Now, you've mentioned that you've been kind of jumping around a little bit. You've been doing more of a part-time schedule, but you've gotten to do a few different things, too, with that, I imagine.
Yeah, it opened the door to do a couple different races, and I was hoping to get a better full-time ride down to Ventura and do that, too, and just kind of wherever there was a race type things show up. So we had some Victorville races and was able to travel a little bit with the CRA going up north. Calistoga and stuff, so that was cool, and then all the local Paris races. So beginning of the year, we didn't know what we were going to do. We had basically one car and one motor, and it got trashed, and that was basically it. But we've been lucky, and we're able to race quite a bit this year and have a little success, too. So actually, it hasn't turned out to be too bad a year.
And you mentioned you didn't get into sprint cars even until about 10 years ago. How did you get introduced to it?
My mom bought me a Lightning Sprint, which is a mini sprint with a 1200 motorcycle engine in it. And we had some friends that were racing those, and I didn't really pay much attention to them. We went to the outlaw races and stuff before that. I knew what they were, but didn't even really know the difference between a sprint car and midget and all that. And my mom bought us a car. I mean, my dad, 1 year just for something to do, and we were kind of, I was getting to that age where I was kind of doing my own thing, and she wanted to keep the family together, so it worked. We've been doing it ever since, and raced the Lightning Sprints for about 3.5 years, and moved up to the sprint cars and been racing those for about 6 years now.
And we see a lot more guys coming out of the Lightning Sprints. What skills did you learn from that to help transfer over to the USAC CRA car?
Well, just the whole, you know, racing in general. I didn't know anything about car racing, honestly. Raced some different stuff, motorcycles and stuff. But, you know, the whole car control thing, of course, and then, you know, just being around the dirt tracks and watching the dirt, working on the cars. Everything is kind of the same, it's just smaller level, so we picked up on that pretty good after a few years, and last year we ended up winning the championship and had a pretty good grasp on the little cars, and I had a friend, Jim Gerardina, friend of the family, that had a sprint car and gave me a shot in it, and that was all we needed.
Now, there's been a lot of changes over the past few years with the non-wing sprint cars in the Southern California area. You see a lot of you're starting to see some of the non-wing 360s become very prevalent out there. What do you foresee for the future of non-wing sprint car racing out in California?
You know, that's a good question. Everybody's asking it, and 360s are all over, but they've kind of been all over. I mean, they run wing up north, and Southern California seems to be non-wing, and they've kind of got 360s out in Arizona and Ventura, and they've kind of been there, and 410s have always been here, so I hope it kind of stays like that, but, you know, just like everything else, I mean, the economy's bad out here, and mostly construction-based, so it hurts a lot of teams like us. So this sport's expensive, and there's not a lot of paid back, so it's hard to maintain it, but I hope it stays 410. I think 410's obviously the premier league and series, and I'd like to be able to continue having the back east guys come back out here and, be able to battle with them too and hopefully someday say I beat them.
So for some of our fans that are getting to know you, what does David Carty do when he's not racing the sprint car to entertain himself? You have a pretty long season, but there's some gaps between races. What do you do to kind of keep yourself busy while you're not wheeling your sprint car?
I do a little bit of everything. I like to stay active, play a lot of golf. We like to travel. I have a 2-year-old now, so that takes up quite a bit of my time, but that's a lot of fun, too. Actually, this summer workload hasn't been very heavy, so I've been able to hang out with him quite a bit and do some stuff, so that's been really cool. But that's about it. I'll get on a motorcycle, go-kart, stuff in between, too, whatever I got laying around.
So for a guy who didn't find racing until 10 years, now he can't get him away from anything motorized, so that's pretty cool. You mentioned you like to travel. Any aspirations on coming back here to race, like Indiana or some of the other places?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, any opportunity I could get, I would jump on. There hasn't been a big opportunity for me to do that. Someday hopefully I can get back there, if it's not with my own equipment and someone else's, and have some fun and race back there with those guys on their home tracks.
And going back to the Paris Oval Nationals, what's the hardest part about racing at the Oval Nationals, being 3 days as a driver? What part of it is the most difficult aspect of it? Is it qualifying, maybe getting through the preliminary nights? Is there one thing that's like a sticking point where you as a driver go, I have to get through this so I can make it to Saturday?
For me, it's qualifying. It's like that every night. I'm not a great qualifier, so it hurts me most nights a little bit. It depends on how bad, but when those guys get out here, then it, the field's even bigger, so it's even more, stands out even more. But I've been pretty lucky the last couple of years and done what I needed to do to get in there. Once we start racing, I feel more comfortable once the racing starts. But I kind of dread qualifying when it comes around.
Have you had a chance to do the group qualifying, and does that go better for you?
We did do that a couple times, and yeah, I think it is better because I got someone to chase, and I think that's my deal. Is I need that carrot out there, and you know, a lap or two to just kind of, I'm like a momentum driver, I think, or a rhythm driver, and it takes me a lap or two to get going. So yeah, I think I would prefer if they did that group qualifying, honestly. So. But I don't see that happening.
Doesn't have anything to do with your prowess with it or anything. Not at all.
totally
save the racetrack. Yeah, that's it. So David Carty joining us. And David, anything lined up for this winter, Chili Bowl or any indoor midget stuff?
Not yet. I got a Western World ride with Jim Massey and Charles Davis's teammate out there for the Western World in Tucson. And I'm working on a Chili Bowl deal right now, but nothing for sure. But it's been a couple of years since I've been back there, so I'm trying hard this year to get back there.
I'm sure you have some people to thank that helped you out this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Just people that stuck with me this year that without them wouldn't be racing right now at all. And that's Circle Track Performance, Pix Racing Engines, of course. Don Flanner has been a huge help to me, Racers Pub. And then some of the guys that have been with me for a long time, my dad and my uncle and basically my whole family.
All right, well, David, we wish you the best of luck. And, you know, Coons was on the show. He won the Silver Crown race at Toledo. We've had a couple other guys win shows after they've been on. So hopefully the TJ Slideways karma kind of heads west and helps you out for the Old Nationals.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that. Yeah, cool. I'm glad you had me on then.
All righty. Ladies and gentlemen, David Carty, thanks for being on, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. That's David Carty, nice young guy. I want to thank Scott for setting up that interview for us. And starting to look forward to some of the year-ending events. We've got Short Track Nationals this week. And, of course, Carty is going to be, and the rest of the USAC CRA guys, going to be taking on the national guys. We're going to focus more on the Oval Nationals again next week. We're not shutting the Short Track Nationals. We just didn't really have any time to put something together for it, but we'll do it in 2011. We're going to take another quick break and wrap up the show. You're listening to the Open Wheel Spectacular here on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EnginePropartz.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit RaceMaxims.com and report any feature when utilizing a Maxim chassis on RaceMaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature when decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer Kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA.
Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com.
TJ Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws, All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
Welcome back to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Getting ready to wrap up the show. Of course, we have to thank Roger Slack, Scott Stein, and David Carty for taking time out of their busy schedules to join us here on the Spectacular. Tried to keep things moving, front load the show tonight just because everyone was busy. It's this time of year. It's amazing, you know, how there is no off season anymore. We just got news today that the International Motorsports Show over in Indianapolis is full, and then you have that in December. You have PRI, Western World, Oval Nationals, Chili Bowl, Fort Wayne. Now you have a race in Des Moines in December with Power Eye. Probably I could name off a few other micro sprint races, indoor karting, trade shows, flea markets, everything. There is no real off season anymore. Sometimes I wonder if it maybe hurts the sport a little bit at times, but it's nice to have, for our position, have something to talk about and venture out and see during the off months. I know I tend to shy away. I don't go to as many off-season race things anymore as I used to because I like to keep my enthusiasm up for the actual bulk of the racing season. And there is a degree of burnout when you do what I do and what other people do when you're at it 24/7. Of course, if you're making a living at it, it's a very welcome thing because it's a paycheck. Of course, guys will be going down to Australia pretty soon. And hopefully, we worked on getting a couple Australian guests last year, and we actually had them lined up. It didn't work out, but hopefully now that we have our studio permanently installed here at TJ Slideways headquarters, and all our technical glitches are out of the way, maybe we can actually make that work. But and also, stay tuned here. We're going to have a big announcement on the show in about 3 weeks. It's going to be something neat, and I guarantee you it will be of interest. So in 3 weeks, you're going to want to tune in. So that's going to wrap up this week's show. We hope to see everyone out at Anderson Speedway on Saturday. Mudclod Bob might come. He's on the fence. He's off chasing Bambi around, but hopefully we can get him to come out for the final Haas race of the year and venture out, and looking forward to it. And race car drivers, don't forget SprintCarClassifieds.com, our newest sponsor. If you're trying to sell a sprint car item, it's the only dedicated sprint car classified site on the web, SprintCarClassifieds.com. On behalf of myself and David Carty, Scott Stein, and Roger Slack, thanks for listening tonight. We'll see you back here next Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Good night.
You've been listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on RacesOnTheWeb.com. Thank you.